What's happening? This is 9/11 and you are tuned in to AVG Podcast. Now, you already know how we do it. Let's get straight to it. So today, man, I got a young man I met a few years back, man. Always been respectful, grinding, handling his business. Met him through my niece and my daughter, but I got student athlete Tridell. He do bad, part of the next generation. What's good with you, man?
What's going on, man? How you doing today?
Man, love. Happy New Year to
Happy
you.
Happy New Year to you too, man.
So what's been going on, man? I know you in college now. I know y'all just wrapped up a season. What college you go to?
I go to Southern Arkansas University out of Magnolia, Arkansas.
Okay. And what was y'all record this year?
We went 10-2 this year.
10-2? How's school coming along? Let's start with the academic part of it. How the grades come?
Academics are going pretty smooth, you know. Every day you just gotta take it one day at a time with that type of stuff. But yeah, I've been making sure I've been maintaining for sure.
That's what's up. What you majoring in out there?
I'm a business major.
Business major. See, y'all type of that's what he already know what he's doing. That's what I'm talking about. Putting in that work, getting that business major. So how is it juggling like academics, being an athlete, and how are you handling that as far as your college career going?
Well, for one, if I could put it into a word, I definitely say a roller coaster. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, being a student athlete definitely has its ups and its downs. Like, the high is a high and the low is a low. Mm-hmm. You know, and just as far as maintaining academics, you know, just make sure to keep the main thing, you know. Make sure you do your academics first before you worry about anything else, because you know you are in college.
Major,
you know, you're a young adult.
Major,
so
key.
You know it's gonna be distractions that's gonna come, but you know you're there to play football, so you gotta make sure you take care of problem A before you get to problem B. You
know, Major key. I like that answer. So how you got involved in football? Were you kind of somebody that started straight out the gate, pop Warner all the way up?
Straight pop one. I started playing football when I was 3 years old.
Yeah.
You know, my dad was the reason why I played football. You know, he was a big inspiration towards that. So, you know, I wanted to try it out, and I fell in love with it immediately. You know, even though I wasn't real good off the bat, but,
yeah,
you know, it came along.
Now, through your football career, you know, when we're young, you know, you always try to find yourself what position you're going to settle into, what you started off with early.
If I can remember, I think I was a linebacker.
You was a linebacker?
Yeah.
That's crazy. I would have thought linebacker.
Yeah. I started out playing defense.
All right. Now, as you progress, you know, you start coming into your role. You start developing. Because when I started hearing about you, I think you were like in your junior, senior high school.
Yeah, I was going into my senior year.
Going into your senior year. But you had already started playing. You a DB by this time, right?
Yeah, this is like my first year. Like, that year was my first year trying out that new position, that safety position, because the year prior, I played outside linebacker.
Okay, so you did play linebacker up until high school?
Yes, sir.
All right, so converting over to the defensive back position, what that was like, because, you know, like, for people that don't know, that's a kind of big transition, and especially out here in Texas, like, you got real athletes, and so when you coming from down in that box to move to the back of the defense, it's a learning curve.
Right.
So how was it from like going down into the box, being primarily like a run support, to going like automatically, not your first?
Well, if you want me to be honest, it really wasn't no thing for it. It was a pretty natural and pretty smooth transition, you know. And like my senior year of high school, like I just started playing DB, so it was really just like me being an athlete at that point, you know.
Gotcha.
Like the type of position that they had me playing in high school, we called it the ball. So I'm eight yards from the line of scrimmage.
Gotcha.
My key is inside foot of the running back. So wherever he step, I step.
Uh-huh.
So basically, I'm still in the box, but I'm in coverage as well. So it's kind of like a nickel star position. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha. And see, that's the way with the way football is played now, it's like you still have some of those true linebacker positions, but really, the linebacker is like a hybrid position now,
right,
if you want to stay on the field.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got, like you say, every team really coming out five wide. The running back, you already seeing how they trying to devalue their position.
Right.
And, you know, undercut them as far as how they paying them and stuff like that. So everybody trying to spread you out, and you got to be able to cover some grass.
Most definitely.
So, like, what is your favorite part about football? Is it the covering? Is it the contact?
Contact. I like hitting people.
You like hitting? Because like that linebacker background, you got to know how to hit. So you like the hit part.
I ain't gonna sit up here and fake. I like hitting people.
That's what's up. So
you get to do it legally.
Legally and tear some heads off. That's what I'm talking about. So with coverage, how are you in coverage?
Oh, I'm pretty decent coverage for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
And in college, I play star in college too. So
uh-huh.
It's kind of like you know, we in a box most of the time, and you know, we still have to go cover a little bit. So that high position is real. I feel like it's really something that I'm pretty good at.
Yeah.
You know, just because I'm just I feel like I'm an athlete. So, you know.
Gotcha. Now, for those that don't know, when you talk about your college, like what are some of y'all rivals? Just to kind of let people know about what conference is that?
It's called the GAC, which is the Great American Conference.
Uh-huh.
I think we were like third in our conference this year.
Okay.
So we had some pretty good teams. A team in our conference, Hardin University, they won the national championship this year. So yeah, they ain't lose no games. They run straight triple option. So
man,
it's just pretty hard to stop.
Man, so what is it like? Because I know I see teams like Army and kind of Air Force
run that type of stuff. Yes, sir.
So just talking to somebody, because like I know some of the schools back home, this was before the passing game really picked up and got where it was kind of run heavy. But when you got a team that's trying to impose their will on you all game, just hitting you in the mouth, what is it like seeing that system when basically everybody else you playing spreading you out?
Seeing that system, it's definitely stressful, especially like preparing for it during the week, because there's so many things that you got to change in your scheme in order to play against that particular offense. Cause like you can do all that preparing for that offense, and then next week you can just go back regular, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Cause you gotta forget all that.
Traditional offense, spread offense. But playing that type of offense, it's pretty hard to prepare for. Like at the end of the day, you just gotta bow up.
It's
gonna be a physical
tighten your trench trap up and just get ready for contact.
You already know it's gonna be a physical game, so you gotta have it on your mind.
Now tell me this, like you say, you learning something specifically for this team, because after this you could pretty much tear it up. Mm-hmm. I played DB in school. I didn't go all the way to the level like you play now, but I know even from pop one all the way up, your first step as a DB is back. Unless you're a safety or somebody, you already kind of reading, you already far enough back. So when your coaches are preparing you for that game, is everything just downhill, smash mouth? Are you still having some threat of the pass? Or are you just like, man, forget all
that? Like, they can pass. Like, when they played us, I think they passed it a few times, and they don't really pass the ball a lot. But you know, the main thing is stopping
them. Hitching them up, yeah.
You already know what they're going to do. It ain't no secret.
Yeah,
you know,
so yeah.
You just got to, you know what I'm saying? You just got to be physical.
Yeah. So how did the season go? I know you say you 10-2, so you only lost two. Uh-huh. What were some of the ups and downs this season? What were some of them? Seems like mostly high points. Like, what did you enjoy about this football season overall?
Well, me personally, what I enjoyed about this football season was just seeing everything come together. You know, my head coach, Brad Smiley, this was his second year being the head coach. And, he got 10 wins, which has only been done the second time in school history.
That's crazy.
So that was pretty cool to be a part of.
Okay. That's what's up. Now, when you're going through the week or when you're getting ready for the game, like, what type of music you on? Like, I always miss my nephew. He a little older than you, but he's a student athlete. He played down there in back home in Louisiana and Lafayette. But, like, what kind of music get you going now? Like, what you into?
My music is pretty diverse. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I listen to a whole lot of things, like, you know, Youngboy. I listen to Benny the Butcher.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, so you listen to some Spinners.
Yeah,
all right.
And I listen to Benny the Butcher, Lil Wayne, of course.
Yeah.
Rio the Young OG. You know, just, and then I probably switched up, throw a little bit of slow music, you know, some old stuff.
Just get your mom,
Just some calm before the storm type music.
Yeah, all right. So what type of, that's a good music selection, man. Something that I wasn't expecting you to say. So what you think about some of the newer music, some of the newer generation compared to, like, I know you say your pops from, like, your family from BR, you know, your mom here, Stop C. What kind of music compared to when you hear some of the stuff that they get going on compared to your generation? What do you think the biggest difference is?
Well, me personally, I don't really discriminate. You know, I feel like if the song is good, then I'm listening to it. I don't care what type of era it's from or anything like that. But, yeah, everybody listen to different types of music. You know what I'm saying? Like, they listen to different type of music to get them going. But, yeah, as far as that, I don't really discriminate. So I like all kind of music.
That's what's up. Who are some of the other standouts you got on your team, man? Because we're going to start looking for you. I want people to start plugging in, checking you out, so they'll know, you know, put a name with a face and see what you really do on the field when you get active. Like, who are some of your teammates that you you can say, all right, yeah, be looking for him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Most definitely. Let me start with my boy number four, Hosea.
That's Hosea. All right.
You know what I'm saying? Got my boy 2-5, B-Wade, Braden Wade.
Well, give us their positions, too.
They both play free safety.
Free safety. Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay.
I got my boy that played the same position as me, my boy, old man, Deontay Barnes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No.
Dog.
you got my boy ZB, play DN.
Yeah.
Zakiz Burnett.
Dog.
Yeah, them all my boys, though, man.
All right, that's what's up, man.
We finna go crazy next year.
So what type of offense y'all were? What type of schemes? Because 10-2, that's a solid record. You know what I'm saying? What bowl game you say y'all picked?
It's called the Live United Bowl.
Live United Bowl.
Played it in Texas,
Arkansas. Okay, big. So what type of offense y'all run?
Offense, it's kind of like real run heavy a little bit, spread it out. But yeah, our offense ran through our quarterback number one.
Okay.
His name was Obi. Yeah, man,
nice,
real nice, man.
Run pass threat or
oh yeah,
pocket pass, both. Okay,
oh, yeah. Kind of like Cam Newton.
Oh, so he?
Oh yeah,
big boy.
Real
okay,
solid.
Yeah,
toe the pill, throwing the rock, all that, man. He did it all.
That's what's up,
we had a running back, Jerry Scales.
Uh-huh.
Best running back in the conference by far. Facts.
Man, okay.
I'm standing on it to this day. And plus, everybody already know it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So the proof on the film, huh?
Oh, yeah. Shout out to those guys for sure.
That's what's up, man. Oh, so what you got in your plans for the future, like, as you progress, like, as far as, like, where do you see yourself? You're going to be standing and play, you know, the transfer. What you think about the transfer portal now? That's
what
big in
college.
What do
you think about the transfer portal? What I think about transfer portal is I feel like it's valuable to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like some people just transfer because they can.
Mm-hmm.
But like some people really have situations to where they need to go ahead, you know, find another place, you know, because they might not be good where they at, mm-hmm. or they doing real, real good where they at right now, and they want to try to take it up another notch, you know. So like I said, like I don't really too much have a problem with transfer portal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like sometimes it can be a little bit overused, but you know.
I was gonna ask you that.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this then, because this is what I feel about the overused aspect of it, like you was just talking about. Do you feel that it takes away from the competition sometime? Like, and I'm not talking about as far as like your playing against another team. I'm talking about on the team. Like, say you know you're a dog at DB. And you got somebody waiting for your position, or y'all battling back and forth instead of really competing. Mm-hmm. They looking for a way where they can go just walk on somewhere and play. Do you think it takes away from the competition, or you think that's good because you only got so many years in college, so you need to maximize it? How you look at it?
I feel like if you want me to be honest, I really feel like I'm in the middle of that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like as far as how I feel about that, because there's some situations where I feel like you can battle out.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
But there is some situations where like certain coaching staff who kind of like I wouldn't say pick favorites, but that's how I see it sometimes.
Yeah,
but
you see it. I got
like
you.
They just had to get out there because you are right. You only have a select amount of years mm-hmm. to try to make something happen.
So yeah.
You gotta try your best to maximize those opportunities that you get.
Yeah, and let me ask you about this. Speaking of like transfer portal and some of the stuff that wasn't just around like back when I was going to school, how you feel about now? You know, y'all can actually make bread and not be penalized for it. Like, you got the name, image, and likeness, the NIL, and stuff like that. So, you can basically have your own brand as a collegiate athlete and make money than some of, like, the lower-level professional athletes. So, how do you see the new NIL deals and how that's taking place and how that's affected college for a student athlete?
I feel like the name, image, and likeness is something that's pretty dope for sure.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
For the fact that, you know, student athletes have the ability to make money off their name alone. You know,
exactly.
That's just amazing.
And not be penalized for it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't ask for nothing better than that. You know what I'm saying? That's a way to have some type of income coming in. So I feel like that's pretty cool. Hopefully I can get into that one day.
And then, too, it's a lot of programs, especially your upper echelons, like your Alabamas, your LSUs, your Georgias and stuff like that they make a lot of money off y'all. As you know, young athletes and young student athletes, and you're calling it student athletes, but you're running it like a professional business when it comes to bread-wise. When you see the money these head coaches and some of these organizations pull in from these bread, that's not amateur sport no more. So you know what I'm saying? You see everybody eating, and y'all, you and your partners putting in to get pizza. It's like, hold on, bro. We need to touch a little
bit
of that. So I feel you on that. But As far as your major, man, what you majoring in as far as academic wise?
Yeah, I'm a business major for sure.
You did say business major. So where do you think you going to advance with that business degree? You kind of want to open your own business? You kind of just want to work in that field life after football? Because you could go to the league. Because people don't know, like when I'm talking to him, like this really, like he one of them. Like he ain't just no regular athlete.
Right. Oh, yeah, for sure. As far as like what I want to do after school and all that, I feel like with my major, I want to on my own business, like in something sports related. Mm. But like I told you earlier, I definitely want to look into doing stuff like this, you know, a podcast, trying to talk about mental health for athletes. I feel like that's something that'll be really, I feel like it'll be a really valuable source because, you know, I'm a living testimony of that, you know, like last year around this time, you know, I tried to commit. You know,
man, yeah.
So it was a real tough time, and I found a way to get through that and persevere. So
bless.
I'm just glad I'm still here.
Bless.
You know what I'm saying? Being able to make it to 2024, it's a blessing.
Hey, we need you here. What did you do to kind of get yourself back to that space? To like, if you can help somebody else out that's kind of struggling in that spot, to let them know, like, nah, it's still light, man.
Oh yeah, man. I started going to therapy. You know, I started therapy for a little bit, helped me out.
Yeah.
Until I could I was using it as a crutch until I could find a way to try to make my mental health better by myself.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's therapy is definitely something that most people should consider.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't. I'm not gonna guarantee it helps. Like,
yeah,
it doesn't help everybody. You know, but it's definitely something that you can try out and see if you like it or not.
Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna say, let me commend you for that too, because
in
our community, it has always been like, you know, in other communities, they go and speak to therapists. And I'm going to send you, like I told you before, I got one of my partners I grew up. He's the student mental health administrator at LSU. So I'm going to send you that one to kind of help you out there with too. But we kind of had that conversation in our community, seeking for help or talking with somebody has always been kind of frowned upon.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it hadn't been really no inviting conversation for our community. So I just want to tell you, I applaud you for that, man, and just
appreciate
get the help you needed and being able to tell somebody else, you know, hey, keep pushing, keep, because I ain't gonna lie, even as an adult, life hard. And we was going, like when I lost my mom in 2019, and then when I had some health issues I was going through last year, man, it puts you in some dark places where you really have to mentally check yourself and be like, nah, man, I know I'm stronger than this, but you know, those doubts and that devil can creep in, be tapping you on your shoulder, making you feel like it's an easier way out. Like my dad used to always tell me, man, my dad's he just retired preaching back home in Louisiana. But don't make permanent decisions for temporary problems.
Right.
So that was one of the things I really had to tap into myself and just really tap into all the words of encouragement I had got over the years, because it got hard. Like when you lose somebody that brought you into the world and it's sudden and unexpected, like what I had to go through was like, I just talked to my mom. She had just left choir rehearsal. And then, boom, it went from that to I ain't got no mama no more. And so that was kind of hard for me to process. And so I just want to commend you, because I'm still fighting to say I need to go, you know, to therapy and doing that. I'm one of them people, you know, as men, especially black men.
Oh, yeah.
We always try to hold everything in and try to deal with it ourselves.
Man.
You got to get somebody that bird.
For the longest, man, I'm trying to tell you. And like I swear, like somebody can tell you, like, all you gotta do is ask for help, but it's really not that simple.
It's
not that simple.
Exactly.
Like asking for help was like one of the hardest things I had to do. Just trying to hug, like, cause I always wanted to hold all that in, especially cause I didn't want nobody to see me like that. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying?
Exactly.
So for me to find the strength to go ahead and ask for help, I was really proud of myself for that, for sure.
Man, that's amazing.
Had I not asked for help, I don't know where things could have went. So I definitely, you know.
That's major.
Definitely glad I did that.
Major. Because, like, another thing I always tell people, you know, in our community, too, we bad. And I know you probably heard it growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Little boy crying. Man, shut up. Toughen up. You know what I'm saying? Hold your emotions in. So we're taught. We're conditioned. Right. From the time we come out the womb to the time they put us in the ground, as black men, be tougher than that.
Oh, yeah.
Hold your emotions. Don't let nobody see you cry. Don't fold. Stand on business. The type of stuff we program with every year. Which, in certain circumstances in the jungle and the environment we put in, right, is good, but we have to learn that line to be vulnerable too.
Yes,
and just you showing the willingness to go out there and ask for help and be vulnerable, because that's what that is. And people don't know, it takes a lot more strength to be vulnerable than it does to just, you know, take the cop-out route. And some people, problems, you feel so overcome by it that it just feels easier. So like I say, man, I commend you 1,000%. And anybody that's, you know, need help in that type of arena, man, please seek professional help. Sometimes talking to your auntie and cousin, that ain't good because they're not going to give you the right advice you need. So go try to seek professional help. Or, you know, if you do have an outlet in your house or somebody in your family that's knowledgeable, somebody you can trust, by all means, do that. But you got anything else you want to plug, man, or talk about before we wrap up? You got a minute where you want to keep up with you?
Let me just piggyback on mental health, just for all the athletes out there that's dealing with that type of stuff, man. Trust me, bro. You're not alone in this situation.
Dang.
Like I said, I'm a living testimony. So just you know, just find that vessel, you know, or you can go and ask for help. You know, no matter how hard it is, and I know it's gonna be hard, but trust me, you'll definitely be grateful.
It'll pay off.
It'll definitely pay off. You know, especially when you have a great support system. When you have a great support system around you, mm-hmm. you know, like my mom, my hero, you know what I'm saying?
Man, that's major.
You know what I'm saying?
Shout out moms, man.
Yeah, shout out mom for sure. She definitely helped me through that situation. My dad, mm-hmm. you know, my grandmother, you know, all those people, you know, they real, my coaches,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? Real, real big reason why I'm still here today. So, none but grateful.
Man, you know, and look, I know you said earlier you like that contact and being at football, because I always feel like, you know, athletes that's in not just physical combat, but just physical sports, period,
right.
You get to let off a little more steam than the average human. Because when you get to go and pose your will, or you see that target, or you in them boxing and you throwing hands, and you get to let off some of that frustration through that avenue, mm-hmm. and it's controlled. No, that's a beautiful thing.
Ain't no better feeling.
You walk away feeling rejuvenated.
No better feeling.
You're like, man, I needed that today. That's a therapy session.
No better feeling, bro.
So I feel you on that 100%, man. You got an IG or something you want them to follow you
at? Yeah, you can follow me. My IG is at Tridel, TRID, instead of an E, it's a 3, and then LL with an underscore.
That's what's up, and I tell you, hey, he wanted the next up. Hard hitting safety. Hey, cover, student athlete, handling his business. Great young man. I enjoyed talking with you, man.
Oh, yeah, man. Appreciate
I appreciate you,
man.
Pulling appreciate up on me. We've been trying to set this up since the beginning of the season, but that's just how quick time flies, life happens. So we went from beginning of the season, from him ending the season 10-2, appearing in a bowl game, handling his business at school. So I kind of like where the interview fell anyway, man. I love having him on. You know how I wrap up, always visualize your goals. And after that, accomplish those visualized goals. 9-11, gone.